Right now, most churches are planning their budgets for 2009. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the sponsors page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today. Okay, you know how this works. We have four sound bites, and you have an opportunity to give us a call or email us and vote for one of these to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Our call in number 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. We encourage you to vote either way, but phone callers will get a top priority as we're counting up the votes and playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Soundbite number one this week comes from two pastors who were part of a recent pastor's roundtable. We were talking about, what commandment was it?
Eighth
commandment. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. And the subject of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's so-called dispute resolution process came up. This is what Pastor Clement Preuss and Nathan Metter had to say.
We used to have a system where there was a resolution to a question of sin or a question of doctrine. Right now, that's virtually impossible. I've talked to many, many pastors who just don't want to venture into that labyrinth. They think they'll never get out. They're sinned against. They maybe talk to the person who sinned against them. They realize there's really nothing they can do because their church body does not have a workable system of dealing with grievances.
My congregation was involved in the process, and it just got to the point where acquiescence was easier. It was just easier just to roll over and just say, okay, uncle, rather than confronting sin, dealing with the problem, and finishing it.
When I was in California, four of us pastors brought charges of false doctrine against a fifth one. We went into a reconciliation session when a reconciler said, well, isn't this just a misunderstanding? I mean, is there some offense that one of you made you angry with each other? We looked at each other and said, no. I think he holds false doctrine. He thinks I hold false doctrine. We want to know which doctrine our church upholds. It was a very cut and dry thing. We were actually kind of friendly with each other. But the church was incapable of making that type of resolution. When the church finds itself incapable of doing things like that, then trust is just eroded completely because many people, unfortunately, value their membership in the church more highly than their confession of the faith and the truth itself.
We would rather get along than walk together.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Do you think it should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week this week? If so, give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday, the 14th of November, 1-877-623-MY-IE, or email your vote to talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number two. Jennifer Roback Morse, a regular guest, answering the question, did the California gay marriage ban, Prop 8, impose the will of the minority on the majority?
You could view it as David and Goliath here. I mean, we had the judiciary, the governor, the legislature against us. We had Hollywood, the media against us, all the major newspapers against us. Honestly, the political classes, the elites of California have decided that we're going to have same-sex marriage and what the people want can be damned. That's really their position. And frankly, people are tired of being pushed around. And that's why this whole thing started, as a matter of fact, because the city council of San Diego pushed people around in a way that they never should have done. They could have gone on a long time making incremental gains and incremental gains, but no, they had to push for marriage, they had to treat the voters with contempt, and now they're treating us with even more contempt.
All right, that's soundbite number two. What do you think? Should it be the soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943, talkback@issuesetc.org, 877-623-MYIE. Here's soundbite number three. Mike Riddle joined us. We were talking about carbon dating, and he shared with us a bit of research from a group called RATE, what they found when they looked at coal deposits and what it did to all the assumptions about carbon dating and evolution.
They challenged the assumptions in both carbon-14 dating and other radiometric dating methods. And something rather astounding came out with the carbon-14. It is so good that it challenges the entire geologic column of billions of years and shrinks it down to only thousands of years. Coal, according to evolutionists, is millions of years old. And they got coal samples from around the world, 10 different locations, all up and down the geologic timescale. And they took these coal samples to some of the evolutionist labs so they wouldn't bias the experiment. And then what was found in that coal was still significant measurable amounts of carbon-14. Now, here's the problem. After about 100,000 years, 80 to 100,000 years, there should be no detectable carbon-14 really in that coal. But yet, in every sample, carbon-14 was still in it. What that means is the coal cannot be millions of years old, nor can the locations where they found it in the geologic record be millions of years old. It all has to be thousands. The reason why? Because, again, all that carbon-14 should have been out of that coal in about 80 to 100,000 years. They took diamond samples from around the world. Based on evolutionary dating, these diamonds are millions to billions of years old. But in every diamond sample, they found measurable amounts of carbon-14 still in there. This is not taught in the schools. It's actually ignored.
That's soundbite number three. Should it be the soundbite of the week? Email us, talkback@issuesetc.org this Friday, November the 14th, or give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Remember, there are no right or wrong answers when we play soundbite of the week. It's just you voting for the soundbite that you think should be the one of the week for whatever reason you have. If you like it, you don't like it, you agree, you find it remarkable. Here's soundbite number four, Pastor Paul McCain on Bold Lutheran Leadership.
We need courageous, bold, visionary leadership that understands precisely what it means to be and remain Lutheran, precisely because Lutheranism is the confession of the Christian faith that gets it, that gets the gospel right, that gets it consistently, that gives you more gospel than you can find in any other confession of the Christian faith. This is what I believe so passionately. This is why I'm a Lutheran. I get Jesus more here than I do anywhere else. It's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I was once criticized by somebody saying, all you Lutherans do is talk about Jesus. And I said, yeah, and ain't it great? We talk about Jesus Christ and his gospel because this is what saves us for all eternity, and this is what gives our life purpose and hope right now. And I don't want watered-down gospel. I want the real deal, the real thing, 100% pure gospel all the time in every way, Jesus Christ.
All right, that's soundbite number four, Pastor Paul McCain on Bold Lutheran Leadership and the Centrality of the Gospel in Lutheran Theology. Should it be the soundbite of the week? It's time to play, and it's time to vote. Should it be soundbite number one, Pastor Clement Preuss and Pastor Nathan Metter on the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod dispute resolution process? Should it be soundbite number two, Jennifer Roback Morse? Did the minority impose its view on the majority in California banning gay marriage? Soundbite number three, Mike Riddle explaining how coal overturns carbon dating, or soundbite number four, Pastor Paul McCain on Lutheran leadership, 1-877-623-6943, or talkback@issuesetc.org. We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for next year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support.
Would you like to post your favorite Issues Etc. audio segments on your website or blog? Well, we've made it easy for you. Just go to the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, click the embed green logo, and copy and paste the embed code on your website or blog. It's just like posting a YouTube video. Embed Issues Etc. audio on your website or blog today. We love our on-demand listeners. Old theology, new technology, issuesetc.org.
LCMS Inc. canceled this. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Issues, etc. Regular guest, Pastor Will Wheaton on the Treasury of Daily Prayer.
All I can say is prepare to be blown away. It's something I've never seen in the whole of Lutheran liturgical history. It's a complete daily office book and so much more, and it's in a single volume.
Order an advance copy of the Treasury of Daily Prayer by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, or look for the cover at our website, issuesetc.org.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Nancy Crawford, Joshua Cody, Bethany Goers, Scott Lester, Pastor Michael Brockman, Shion Montgomery, Chris Muscoff, Joshua Reinke, Todd Riordan, and Teresa Brockman. Thanks for your support.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's Friday, November the 14th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Our call-in number 1-877-623-6943-877-623-MYIE, and our in-studio email address talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. For the next 10 minutes, we want to hear from you, your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. This email comes from Susan in Tupelo, Mississippi. Soundbite number one, the pastor's roundtable, she says. Hard choices among the bites selected, but the last statement in the bite, that we'd rather get along than walk together, sums up not only the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's troubles, but trouble in the world at large. We'd rather paper over our differences to a point where we can believe they don't exist. The trouble is, not only do they exist, they still divide. The divisions not only addressed honestly can be only... I'm sorry, and divisions not addressed honestly can only be bullied, if not out of existence, then at least out of sight. Even though the bullying is done with a lying look of love, if only wanting to get along and keep the peace, it's bullying nonetheless. It's a Judas kiss, she says. It's simply God denying to hold that the Holy Spirit won't aid our discernment and guide us toward a resolution, and we must instead wallpaper and deny and thus soft muscle our own truths ahead of God's truth. Susan in Tupelo, Mississippi, thanks for your vote for soundbite number one. This one says, and it's from Marilyn in Wheaton, Illinois, they're all great, but my favorite is Paul McCain. That would be soundbite number four, Craig. That's why I'm a Lutheran. No watered-down gospel, lots of Jesus. It's sad to see Lutheran churches going the way of the world and watering down the gospel and trying to entertain instead of giving more Jesus. I'm glad Issues Etc. is back on the air and giving us the pure gospel. Thanks, guys, says Marilyn. And Marilyn, thank you for voting for soundbite number four. This one comes from Brady in North Prairie, Wisconsin. And Brady is voting for soundbite number four. I'm voting for soundbite number four, Reverend Paul McCain. It's about time that we're reminded to be proud of our Lutheran theology. We have too many pastors and lay people who think that being Lutheran is just about believing in an inerrant word of God and liking the sacraments a little more than a Baptist. That's a good way of putting it. But at the heart of being Lutheran is a crucified Lord who has done it all, not about my motivations or my feelings or my leadership, but about a Savior and a cross, and that's something to be proud of. Thank you for giving us the cross on Issues Etc. Thank you, Brady. Here's a vote for soundbite number one from Nathan in Little Rock, Arkansas. Nathan says, once again, it's a tough to choose, but I'll have to go with soundbite number one. It strikes me that Pastor Preuss and Pastor Metter speaks exactly to what the problem is in both our church body and Christianity throughout the world when the church decides that getting along with each other is more important than the truth of Christ and his death and resurrection for us and for our salvation. How can it be the church anymore? Good question, Nathan. It leads me to wonder, if the church no longer preaches Christ and what he said, how can they still keep the name Christian? This soundbite gives us a sobering reminder that the truth is more important now than ever, and we cannot just do what is easy. Here's a soundbite. This is a vote for soundbite number three. Robert in St. Louis says, well, my vote is easier this week. Not that any of the soundbites weren't equally worthy of being chosen. You just happened to hit one of my topics. I'm fascinated by creation and the age of the earth. So my choice is three. Mike Riddle, what did the rate research show about the age of the earth? a call from Scott in Illinois. Scott, thank you for waiting, and welcome to Issues Etc.
Pastor Wilkin, you don't make this easy, do you? I'm picking Clement Preuss and Nathan Metter simply because there's an overarching theme that covers most of the sound bites you have this week. Too often we get tired of fighting and want to get along, and we stop short of declaring winners and losers. And there's a word for that, spineless. Unfortunately, spinelessness has become a virtue.
Scott, thank you very much. Did you get his vote there, Craig? Good. Loud and clear. Thank you very much. Let's see. Sharon in St. Louis says, I voted for soundbite number 4. It's so important these days to hold fast to our teaching and confessions. Thank you very much, Sharon. This email from Jen in Virginia, I vote for soundbite number 1. So often we put all our focus on keeping the peace, we forget that not only what is right, but to find out what is right, just so long as everyone gets along. Thank you, Jen. A vote for soundbite number 4 from Mike in Rockford, Illinois. I always enjoy your segments with Pastor McCain. Thanks for all you do. So do we. And from Gary in Canada, he says, I vote for soundbite number 1. Often people who are brought in to resolve conflict make the approach that there's only a difference of perspective and a breakdown of communication. While at times that may happen, there's also objective truth about an event. There are times when, because someone is unwilling to hear the truth, there cannot be reconciliation. However, where God's word speaks on an issue, that resolves the issue. That's a great point. The resolution should always be, what does God's word say? And then it's resolved. Karen in Wyoming says, I thought I'd vote for soundbite number 1 because it solidifies my thoughts on our schizophrenic synod. Then Pastor McCain comes along and reminds me who the church is really about, Jesus. My vote, soundbite number 4 from Karen in Wyoming. Don in Kansas says, I vote for soundbite number 3. It's so important that we do all we can to expose the lies of evolution. Evolution is the one thing that is destroying the faith of so many people, and it's producing so much evil in the world today. Don, thanks for listening in Kansas. Daniel listens in Iowa. He says, I vote for McCain, that is, for the soundbite with Paul McCain, soundbite number 4. The content of this message is great, and I appreciate his passion for the real deal. We don't need to be afraid of being who we are and what is truth. And Dennis in Michigan says, I vote for soundbite number 1, Pastor Preuss and Pastor Metter. The problem they address is all too real in our synod, but the main reason for my vote is Pastor Preuss's articles in the article in Brothers of John the Steadfast on It's Time by Pastor Matt Harrison. It is a great article, by the way. The problem has been defined. The answer is within our reach, and with the help of the Spirit, I vote for soundbite number 1. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 877-623-6943, or email your vote to talkback@issuesetc.org. Which one's winning so far? Just give me a number, think number on your hand there, Craig. Which one's up so far as we play?
The soundbite number 1 is ahead by 1 vote.
By 1 vote. What's the count? Give it to me.
7-6 for Pastor McCain.
All right.
You know, I wanted to say this to you earlier. You're aptly dressed for our 100th broadcast this afternoon.
Yeah, but I must admit that my attire has nothing to do with the 100th broadcast. Had it not been for that I have a speaking engagement this evening, I would have come in dressed just as slovenly as I usually do in celebration of my Christian freedom. Here's a vote for soundbite number 4, Brian in Salt Lake City. My vote is for 4 because McCain points out so well it's all about Jesus and the full and free forgiveness of all my sins through trust in his death and resurrection in the place of a sinner like me. A vote for soundbite number 1 from Deborah in Dallas. She says, Pastor Clement Preuss and Pastor Nathan Metter on the LCMS dispute resolution process. In less than 2 minutes, the pastors extrapolated most of what's wrong with our church today. A vote for soundbite number 3 from David in Garland, Texas. I like 3 and 4 best, but I'm going to go with 3 because it gives me good talking points in support of a young earth that I can remember. Thanks for giving me a chance to participate. As always, David, thank you. A vote for soundbite number 4 from Elaine in Canada. As usual, all of the soundbites are theologically important. However, I'll go with Pastor McCain and the Lutheran Confessions and the Book of Concord. She says it's very important to stand firm with the Lutheran Confessions, which are grounded in God's Word, saved by grace through faith alone in Jesus Christ. Ron in Marysville, Washington, all solid choices. And his vote says, unfortunately, these, let's see, where did he vote, Jeff? Oh, soundbite number 2, Pastor Paul McCain on the bold leadership He has footnotes in his email that's difficult to read on the air. And one more vote as we have time. Let's see. This one is from Billy in Montana. Pastor McCain on the Lutheran faith gets it. And then a vote for number one, Jerry in Montana. Pastors and reconcilers need to be able to stand by the truth of God's word and defend it, not compromising for the sake of peace in the congregation. Doctrinal issues do matter. Soundbite number four is our winner, Pastor Paul McCain on bold Lutheran leadership.
We need courageous, bold, visionary leadership that understands precisely what it means to be and remain Lutheran, precisely because Lutheranism is the confession of the Christian faith that gets it, that gets the gospel right, that gets it consistently, that gives you more gospel than you can find in any other confession of the Christian faith. This is what I believe so passionately. This is why I'm a Lutheran. I get Jesus more here than I do anywhere else. It's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I was once criticized by somebody saying, all you Lutherans do is talk about Jesus. And I said, yeah, and ain't it great? We talk about Jesus Christ and his gospel because this is what saves us for all eternity, and this is what gives our life purpose and hope right now. And I don't want watered-down gospel. I want the real deal, the real thing, 100% pure gospel all the time in every way, Jesus Christ.
All right, that's the winner of this week's Soundbite of the Week, Pastor Paul McCain on bold Lutheran leadership. I don't want to give him a bigger head than he already has. We have great guests on this program. Dr. Albert Mohler is among them. We refer to Pastor Paul McCain as the Lutheran Albert Mohler, and rightly so. Thanks to everybody who called, everybody who emailed, and everybody who played Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Monday on the program, the future of the pro-life movement. Scott Klusendorf will be our guest. We'll also discuss parenting and pastoral care for special needs children and their families on Monday. When we come back from the break, hour two of Issues Etc., that means we're going to start with Pastor Greg Olms. We'll go back to the 6th century to Emperor Justinian. And then Greg Kokel will be our guest. We're going to respond to some of the arguments in favor of gay marriage that Keith Oberman of MSNBC has been making on the air. Greg Kokel and Pastor Greg Olms after this.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 1046, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.